You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Cleveland Browns single game tickets are available straight from the source on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app. Secure tickets to upcoming Browns games against the Ravens, Monday Night Football, the Bengals, the undefeated Bengals, the 49ers, and the Steelers by visiting ClevelandBrowns.com or the Browns mobile app right now. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm wrapping up our first hour. We're going to go ahead and go to the phones, 216-578-0850. My man G Ford, guy used to call me back in my fantasy football days. What's up, G Ford?
Hey, what's up, Nate? What's up, Matt?
What's going on, brother?
Let me tell you something, because I'm getting angry. I disagree with half the callers, but I do agree on some things. Number one, you need an identity. I don't care what it is. If you're going to be a rough, tough, hard defense and run the ball, then be that, all right? If you're going to be a finesse team and pass it all over the yard, then be that. Just freaking pick one and do it. There is one, in my opinion, chameleon team in the NFL. What I mean by chameleon, that has no identity. But that in itself is its identity. That's the Patriots. They will beat you towards your
weakness. However they want.
If you can't defend the pass, then they're going to pass that game. If you can't defend the run, they're going to run it that game. And speaking of somewhat genius, I watched the Paul Brown thing, and they had a good example of that. They first played Philadelphia and beat the snot out of Philadelphia, passing the ball, and their coach was like, well, they passed the ball, and then that. They played them again, and Paul Brown didn't pass the ball all game and still beat them. All right, there's not too many teams that can do that. So, number one, get an identity. If whatever one you pick, draft the players that fit that identity. Johnny Manziel's problem, he has a lot of problems. His biggest problem is the coaching staff, because they're trying to fit a square peg in a round hole. If the guy can roll out and throw and that's how he's successful and he wins, then freak it. Let him roll out and throw. It's not your problem. Well, you can defend. Let them show you they can defend. If he can beat you laying on one half the field and he's good at it, then darn it, that's what you do. Number three or wherever I am, Jimmy Haslam.
Go on, G4.
Jimmy Haslam is a very good businessman. Then keep it simple, stupid. Kiss it. What are the things you do in your business? If you ask Jimmy Haslam right now, what is Pilot Flying A, he will tell you who it is. If you ask him who are the Browns, other than saying FUBAR, he doesn't know what it is. You have a product. Make your product and define it. Have it be an identity. And to the third thing, or fifth, wherever it is, what do coaches and even business people want from their workers? Consistency. We, the fans, want consistency. You're not going to win because you get mad at Farmer, who I'm pissed at, which I do have an issue with him, but you're not going to win it changing Farmer 1 year, changing Pet. Okay, the earlier caller had a point. When you look at the successful teams in the NFL, let's just stay in our division, Pittsburgh, they have an identity. You know, up until maybe the last couple years or so, when you play Pittsburgh, you're going to get punched in the mouth, and they're going to run the ball right down your throat until you can't stop it anymore. When you look at Cincinnati, they all have upper management that they have been in place. Mike Tomlin has bad years, okay, but they're 8-8 bad years, 7-9 bad years, and they flip it around because it's the same people, the same general thinking in the building. We know who we are. Come stop us. That's what I wanted to say. It's not hard. It's not rocket science. Other things are rocket science. This is football. Just keep it simple, stupid. Identity, consistency, and figure out what you're going to do and what your product is. I'm going to hang up and listen. Nate, I got a bath this week. I got my what's the guy from Green Bay last week? I haven't got my butt kicked this bad.
Eddie Lacy?
Football. No, the coach.
Mike McCarthy.
Oh, Mike McCarthy.
Yeah, he made a comment last week after he got beat. He said, I haven't got my butt kicked that bad in a long time. That was me yesterday.
That's all right. You'll bounce back, G Ford.
Oh, I will, man. You all have fun. I'll listen to the car, but those are my suggestions.
You too. Listen, I agree with you, and I think what we're trying to get at – so the consistency of the organizations, we're talking about Pittsburgh, Cincinnati. Now, I know Cincinnati was down for a while, but they still went to the playoffs with Carson Palmer, and you had the owner is the GM there. Mike Brown pulls the string, so of course you have consistency, but you at least have consistency in a thought process of how they want to do things. In Pittsburgh, the coach may have changed from Cowher to Tomlin, but the GM, the consistency of the ownership, everything is the same in terms of the process that they want to be. The problem with the Browns is that they don't have any of that. They don't even have that process, let alone consistency in the process. That's what we're getting at. And in terms of an identity, this was supposed to be a football team that was going to run the ball, that will stop the run, and was going to be a great defensive team. The Browns' identity, fact of the matter, is they are a 50-time Huck Chuck football team that can't run the football and can't stop the run. And they don't have the personnel to be that in terms of a sustained success over a long period
of
time.
Is G4 like your Red Bull or something like that? Because you just got all pumped up, motivated. Like
G4's my guy. Doing the Fantasy Football Power Hour on KNR and KNR 2 back.
How come you're on KNR 2? I thought you were like elite talent, so you should be on KNR.
I was on KNR, and then somebody had a great idea to put me on KNR 2.
Oh, man.
But G4 was one of my guys, and then he followed me to Sirius. It was my guy.
And I did this as we referenced Marvin Lewis, you know, while G Ford was actually speaking. I was listening, but I was doing this on my computer. And this is Marvin Lewis's record. In 2003, 8-8, 04, 8-8, 05.
So you're saying that's his first two seasons?
First two seasons, 8-8, 8-8, right? Then 11-5, then back down to 8-8, then 7-9, even worse. Then 4-11 in 2008, and they went from 4-11 in 2009, they went 10-6. Then in 10, they went back down to 4-12. And since, as we know, the four consecutive playoff
appearances. So you're saying he never had back-to-back losing seasons?
He did not.
And only twice, three times since 2003, he's been under 8-8.
Correct. Yes, correct. 7-9, 4-11, and 4-12.
Okay, so that's significantly different than anything that's happening.
Correct. And then, of course, we all know the track record in 2011, 9-7. 12, 10 and 6, 13, 11 and 5, last year 10, 5 and 1. But 54.5 winning percentage. And what does that say? Marvin Lewis collectively over the course of 12 years wins a shade more games than he loses. But yet he's had his job for 12 years in a row.
And the other thing too is those organizations, Cincinnati has had a franchise quarterback pretty much the whole time. Mm-hmm. There was the gap between Carson Palmer and Andy Dalton, but once they got Andy Dalton in the second round, they played him right away.
Yes, they did.
The Steelers have had Ben Roethlisberger, and they've played him the whole time.
Flacco
since
he's
Baltimore,
been drafted.
Yes, and played right away. So it's been there. It is very different. The Browns have never done that. They haven't gotten the guy and then just played him, and they haven't found the guy yet. But it goes to my. And that's part of the process, right?
Yes.
Their process is if we're going to invest everything in this quarterback, what are we going to do? Number one, we're going to play him right away. And number two, we're going to get him the requisite weapons to be successful.
Which, again, going back to your point, and we talked about it in the break.
A.J. Green.
Yep.
Tyler Eifert, first rounder. Jeremy Hill, second rounder. Giovanni Bernard, second rounder.
Mohamed Sanu,
I believe, was a second rounder. Or third, Marvin
right.
Jones.
My whole point. First, second day.
In Pittsburgh. Antonio Brown, you decided to keep because you recognized he was a better talent than Mike Wallace, who you let go. You drafted Martavis Bryant in the fourth round, who, by the way, Martavis Bryant would have been probably a first or a second rounder if not for off-field concerns. You've got Heath Miller there, who's a stalwart. You drafted early Le'Veon Bell.
Yep.
Baltimore. You had Ray Rice, who you had drafted early.
First round.
You drafted Torrey Smith early. You brought in Steve Smith. Now you've gone and let Torrey Smith go.
Quan Bolden for a long time
and
is Quan the number
Bolden
one pick.
Was who you brought in from free agency.
Right.
So you've made moves to make sure you had the requisite talent for your people to be supported. That's a huge difference. The Browns have not given their quarterback really at any time. Now they've tried in the past. I mean, second round picks. What was it? Quincy Morgan was a second round pick. Brian Robiskie was a second round pick.
Mohamed Massaqua
was a second round pick. Gordon, who should be here and would be by far the most talented player on this team, was a second round pick in the conditional. But, you know, you had an opportunity to have a Julio Jones here. You had an opportunity 2 years ago to have Allen Robinson if you wanted Allen Robinson. You had an opportunity to have Sammy Watkins if you wanted Sammy Watkins. Mike Evans to be with Johnny Manziel had you wanted Mike Evans. You had the opportunity for Odell Beckham. You had the opportunity for all those guys.
Stop.
You did. It was there.
I'm just saying, you're angry. I think it is realistic, but you are angering those in the dog pound right now that are sitting at work or in some cases driving their vehicle listening to this radio station about all the what ifs.
But that's my whole point is, I think what you're getting at, what I'm getting at, and what some of these callers have gotten at is that G Ford set an identity. The identity for this organization needs to be dictated from the top down and be stated clearly. It's not enough to just say we're going to be a tough football team, we're going to run the ball, because we haven't been tough nor have we run the ball. It's more about, I think you hit on it, and I think for me it gives me validity because it's been what I've been saying all along. To hear it from you, a former player, is that, you know, when you were in San Diego, you knew what your organization was about. You knew the way you guys were going to conduct business. And sometimes it wasn't popular in San Diego because they would let players go that the fans thought were really good, but that they thought weren't worth the investment, which was a smart decision, which is why you're able to have longevity and sustained success. And so that's what happened. Now, ultimately, it went off the rails. A.J. Smith is gone. But you win Green Bay. You were with an organization that had a clear process and has a clear process for how it's going to do business. So it's one of those things that I think we're focused so much on the people. And I think it's actually the bigger issue for the Browns is abstract more than it is tangible that you
identity,
can reach out and touch somebody.
It's identity, because I think identity sometimes can be skewed two ways. It's identity is who I want to be. You know, but then it's the process to become that, and then who do I think I am? You know, which a lot of people in today's world, both, you know, standing citizens, you know, have an identity. It's like, oh, I'm a good person, but yet everyone around you thinks you're an a-hole. It's, you know, and in some cases you can think we're something, but you're not. It's what you want to be. But I think the bigger word is philosophy, and D. Ford said that. Philosophy. What is your philosophy? There's a philosophy on how we go win. There's a philosophy on how we go build. There's a philosophy on how we sustain what we have. One winning season, it's that blip, you know, on that, you know, when you're straight line. It's that blip up. But if you look at Marvin Lewis, and if you did that on a graph, it's flat line, blip up, flat line, you know, blip down, but then blip up, blip up, blip up. That's the sustainability. But there's a philosophy behind it, and that is something that the Brown family has been dragged through the mud about not wanting to re-sign their own for buku money, not going out and signing these big money free agents, but building and doing it their way. And as they sit right now at 8-0, wouldn't we all want to be in their shoes? Yeah. It's just a matter of having the patience and the trust and the philosophy to see what you want through to the end.
And they took shots on some guys below market value who may have had somewhat troubled pasts and gave them show-me contracts. Pac-Man Jones was one of those. Vontaze Burfict, who went undrafted because of off-field concerns, and look at how much those two guys have paid them back. And it's something that, you know, that's a fact of the matter. It's part of life in the NFL. It's interesting. This is a great discussion. 216-578-0850. We will continue to have it and have an opportunity to go ahead and discuss this Browns organization and what's going on here. We'll talk all around the football league, but as long as you guys have the phone calls, we're certainly going to go ahead and we're going to talk to you on this Monday on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.